Blog Talk Radio.
In the rain.
Wow, this is Indie Jazz Day on Solar Records Radio, and I'm just so excited to be here every Wednesday, because this day is a chilled, relaxing kind of a day. This is hump day, right in the middle of the week when we've already been through so much and have dealt with so much drama throughout the week. You just never know. And for some of us, it even comes from the weekend, you know, right into the week. So anyway, much love to all you guys. I really appreciate you. And just want to say thank you for being a part of Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And as I played that song by the Dramatics, it was because of our guest that we're going to have on today, LJ Reynolds, the lead singer for the Dramatics, and still the lead singer. But he's also an indie artist. He does his own thing, and you'll hear his story, his amazing story. You know, those groups, they don't make them like that. It, 60 years to have a career, that is absolutely amazing and unheard of nowadays, right? You come out and you have like about maybe 2-3 years and then you're done, you're retired. And it's really sad because, you know, the value is not in the artist anymore. It's just about that one song. Give me the song. And it's more of a what have you done for me lately kind of thing, as opposed to, hey, I really like this artist, I like what they represent, and let me, you know, follow them and hang out with them and support them. And the artist giving back, giving, you know, posters, and you just build a personal relationship with the artist. Back in the day, now we that doesn't happen anymore. They come out, we like them for a couple of years, and then okay, on to the next thing. It's that microwave type of relationship where it's just quick and it's done, it's over. And so, but anyway, look forward to just chopping it up with our brother LJ Reynolds on Solar Records Radio. Much love to my friends all around the world. What's up, Greg and Astrid? How you guys doing? Much love to you guys and all the listeners. Thank you so much. And some new listeners and new friends. And I've been talking to people on Messenger, and they've been listening to the show. I'm like in shock, because it always makes me feel good that people are listening and want to listen. So don't forget about tomorrow. Now, Throwback Thursdays, we have talk radio on Thursdays as well. So Phoenix will be doing a show tomorrow, and Don Fleming will be opening the show tomorrow with the attorneys getting things organized. And so I'll be a little busy, and so hopefully I can get in as soon as possible. But I also want to give a shout out to Dance Radio over there in Amsterdam. Much love to you guys. And I sent something to James and Edward Astrid, and she sent it over to James. So I hope that works for our friends in Amsterdam. It's one of my songs that they seem to think is a good song, and I'm so excited about it. So I wish myself the best, you know. And the song is called "You're the Best." Just having a good time, and I will chatting up with you guys tomorrow. I will come in. So thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio, and this is Indie Jazz Day. So we're gonna get right into that. We're gonna chill. Good music, good food, and good company is always the way to go to me on Solar Records Radio. And if you don't have company with you, I will be your company, because I'm here by myself in the studio as well. So we can, you know, hang out together here. So let's just relax, okay? Chill, have a good time, and listen to some good music from these indie jazz artists on Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get the ball going and you know, do what we do.
tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within your hands, created everything I am, taught me how to live again.
Only
Philly. Well, guys, I'm so excited because this is the moment that I've been telling you about all day, all week, actually. So I'm excited because we have this man that I grew up with for many years as a young man back in Philly, going into the basement parties and jamming and having a great time with the red lights and all that kind of stuff. And y'all know, y'all remember that stuff, right? And now, still, right here and now, he is still doing his thing, and this is an amazing story, and this is an amazing career that this man has had. So I want to bring on our special guest today, LJ Reynolds, the lead singer of the Dramatic. What's up, LJ?
Oh, great. How you doing? Yeah, I could
I can remember some of the moments myself, man, back at the parties and stuff, listening to even the Stylistics, who you just played, my good friend Russell Tompkins Jr., a good friend of mine, and we used to dance and party and have a great time just like you guys did, enjoying all the music.
Oh, my goodness, you know, and it's really something else because when you're in it, you know, when you're doing your thing, a lot of us, we don't know if you guys are, I mean, when we go to the concerts, we can see you're enjoying it just as much as we were, you know,
yeah.
But when we're, like, enjoying it, it's like this is the moment, like we're only thinking about ourselves, so to actually know that you guys are partying to the same stuff at the same time is great information. So why don't you share that moment with us, how, you know, your career started, and I know we don't have enough time for your whole story, but if you could just break it down.
Maybe I can
and get
speed
us
it up,
to...
huh?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to rush you because I'm interested in everything you did, so, you know, when it comes to music. So what if you want to share, you know, how you started with the Dramatics and how and where you are now, I mean, that's up to you how you, you know, put that together.
Well, we'll
take
start at the beginning. It was a little guy by the name of Larry Reynolds. That's my real name. And I it's a picture that I took with about 30 girls, and I was about 5 years old, four and a half or five, and I was the only little guy standing with all of these women, I mean young women, these were young girls in their teens and some even younger, and I was a tap dancer. And so at the age of five, I started tap dancing and performing with an act, and we toured all over Michigan at the time. I was living in Michigan, and my sisters, they were all involved too. We were living in the projects up in Saginaw, Michigan. That's about 90 miles from Detroit. And so we started touring and tap dancing, and me and my sister, they inserted her and me dancing together, and then they inserted some singing. And while we were singing, we was at this place, and it was basically no black people at all, just great white people that were there to see some of the black entertainment. And they started throwing money on stage. They never threw money on stage when we tap danced, but once we started singing, they started throwing money on stage. And at the age of five, I retired tap dancing at the age of seven or eight, and I recorded my first record on the Spring label. Janis Joplin was on this label, and it was called something. I can't think right now, but I did my first record when I was 11 years old, Sweet Tooth, and continued to do other songs on the Spring label. I think it was the Spring label. And later, when I growed up a little bit and got to be about 16, I moved to New York and got with a group called the Chocolate Syrup. And my manager of all those years that had me up dancing and stuff, she said, no, you can't be a Chocolate Syrup. She said, it's going to have to be L.J. Reynolds and the Chocolate Syrup. And they got mad about that. They didn't like that too much. So they complained, and I was a young kid at the age of 16, 17. These guys were 20, 22 years old. A couple of them were very nice guys, but some of them were, you know, kind of hard on me, so I decided to leave that alone. But I did get to do a record with the group called Let One Hurt Do. If you pull up L.J. Reynolds and the Chocolate Syrup, you'll hear a song called Let One Hurt Do. And before that, I was singing with my family called The Relations. And my brother, my brother-in-law, and we cut a couple of records. But later I got with the Chocolate Syrup, like I said, and I did the song Let One Hurt Do, and I was 16, and it was it was L.J. Reynolds and the Chocolate Syrup, and the record sold 250,000 singles. They only sold 250,000 singles only in New York, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. After you could walk away from any of those cities, did nobody know who we were? Because
there's
12 million people in New York.
So we sold those records, and we
did the Apollo Theater. We started off doing the Apollo Theater, and I met James Brown's manager. He owned the production company of that Universal. That's what they call Universal company when you call to buy an act. I'm getting so excited. But even reminiscing on it myself and trying to ball it up into a couple of little words. And
I know.
After being with the Chocolate Syrup for a good 3 years, I quit the group and moved to Michigan, moved back to Michigan, and pursued a career and come to find out, before I left, I met the Dramatics at the Apollo Theater. And there I met Ron Banks and Larry Demps. And they said, "We heard about you. We heard about you. Your name is R.J.? I said, L.J., L.J. Reynolds. And they said, "We heard about you, and our lead singer just walked out on us." So, with that being said, after we left, and a year later, they asked about me and asked around, and I was back in Michigan at the time getting ready to do my own album. And they asked me to join the group. I joined the group in 1972, and we had a string of hit records, gold, you know, million sellers, and songs like, you know, we already had What You See Is What You Get, Go Outside in the Rain, Get Up and Get Down, Get Off My Mountain. We did Fail for You, da 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 da, like a wheel whirling round and round. Then we did Me and Mrs. Jones and Be My Girl and Can't Get Over You and Stars in Your Eyes and Door to Your Heart.
Man.
And Just Shopping My Side, Oceans of Thoughts and Dreams, and just a string of hit records, man. We had 38 top 10 singles.
Wow.
And a great time doing it. People say, "Man, you know, you guys, y'all cut a lot of records. How many records did you cut? I can't tell you."
What an amazing time. I mean, were you guys in the studio just as much as you were performing?
When we weren't performing, we was in the studio. We did two albums a year. We were on Soul Train so many times until they had a two-hour they had a thing where they put all of our Soul Train shows together since I was 21 till I got to be 38 or 40. And it takes about 2.5 hours to watch the many times that the Dramatics were on Soul Train. When we worked. We worked a lot back in those days. We went out on the road, and we would stay out for 2 weeks, sometimes 3 weeks, and we'd come back home for 3 days. And then we'd go back out. Even though it was fun, I got kind of tired as I got older. I don't travel as much as I used to now. I'll go out, I'll do 4 days in California somewhere. I'll come home and sit down for about 4 or 5 days. And then I'll go back out again and, you know, just kind of pace it. And, you know, so it's a whole lot easier.
That's still a lot.
I tell you, it's still fun, man. It's still fun. And the fun thing about it is that the only thing about performing nowadays is that's work. Work is trying to get where you're going, which is the transportation. You got to fly somewhere. You got to get there. And then once you get there and then you get around the people and you get on stage, then I'm at home. I'm at home on stage.
Right.
I mean, that's my spot.
Right.
And then the most fun of it all after that is when they give you the check. Now, that's fun. That's a lot of fun.
I bet
you paid to do something you love to do, and we love to please. That's what I want to do. I want to continue to please. I ask myself, why am I still cutting records? Well, my last record that I did, my solo record that I did, was the Marvin Gaye remake, Come Get to This. Come Get to This, the video right now is at up to 907,000 videos. It's almost 1 million views on that particular song. Come Get to This, Stepping Out Tonight. Line dancing has...
Oh, man, I would love for the listeners to hear that.
I'm surprised you haven't heard it. You go to YouTube.
No. I have it. I have it, and I want to play
it.
So you tell me when to play it, because I want everyone to hear what you're talking about. But keep going with your story, and whenever you want me to play it, I'll play it.
Tell you something about it, and you can put it on. I started a new record company. It's called Motor City Hits. I'm starting to get phone calls from South Africa to London, England, Japan. People want to sign the Motor City Hits records. A gentleman, business partner of mine, he asked me, he said, "Man, cut a Motown record to go on a compilation album that we were going to put out with the Four Tops and the Miracles and a lot of your classic old acts." And I said, "Man, I don't want to sing no Motown record. I want to sing something else. for the price. He said, no, no, please, please, sing a Motown record. And I'm a big fan of Marvin Gaye. So,
okay.
With that being said, let me think about what song. So I'm also a musician, too, because I played the bass on a lot of Dramatics records. So I had a favorite song by Marvin Gaye that I played almost every time I got on the bass when I was by myself. Oh, baby, come here and let me caress you. And that was Come Get to This. I said, okay, why don't I cut Come Get to This? So I went in and cut the compilation and also produced a lot of the other acts of Four Tops and Miracles. The Dramatics were even on that project with a song called Bad Girl. And so when we sent the record out of all the records that was on that particular record, they picked Come Get to This. Marvin Gaye's Come Get to This. The remake, L.J. Reynolds' Come Get to This. And the record took off like a rocket. Now you can hit it.
Okay, cool. And we're going to do exactly what he said, and we'll be right back after this.
Girl, you've been gone.
Oh, man. Oh, man. LJ Reynolds, my goodness gracious, man. You did it again, bruh.
That's a long record. I'm surprised you played it all. You know, somebody asked me.
I learned my – you do not edit a Legends record, period. You
somebody
never know what
– when I did that record, they said to me – I don't forget who it was. I don't know whether it was Bobby Womack or Dennis Edwards or somebody like that. I can't remember which one. Both of those guys, they passed on. But they say, man, when you did that record, were you tired when you got through? I sang that record for about 7 minutes, maybe 8 minutes. I don't know. But you can tell it's a stepping record.
Oh, good.
For mine, though.
It felt good. It just didn't seem like it should stop. And you say you just got to go with the flow, right? That's the magic.
Well, they dance off of that record in most clubs all over the country and even overseas. They really like it. Again, you see that video. If you go to YouTube and put in LJ Reynolds, come get to this, you'll see a great video. I mean, I worked hard on it, and you'll see where my dancing skills go to kicking in. So you get a combination of a guy like me with the age that I am. I'm dancing with somebody that's 30 years old, 29. So.
Now you retired tap dancing at 7 years old. You retired at 7 years old because when the people start throwing that money on the ground, you were like, oh, I need to sing.
That's right. That's right. I retired at seven or 8 years old and went on to pursue my singing career.
Right. So what is it about these long, beautiful careers? I mean, you had so many hits, so many singles out, so many hits. And, I mean, we're talking years and years of gold and platinum all over the place. And I just don't see those kind of careers anymore. What happened to the careers like that?
Well, nowadays, people, it's a lot easier to make it. You don't have to have a certain... Back then when we were coming up, at least me anyway, I don't know how old you are, you had to be able to sing, and people sounded like themselves. You knew Russell Thompson when he was singing. You knew the Temptations when they were singing. You knew the Dramatics when they were singing because they sound like who they were. You knew the Whispers when they sounded like it. Nowadays, people all sound the same.
Exactly.
All the people that cut the records to me, I mean, I can't differentiate. If I'm saying that properly,
yes, you are.
I can't differentiate the who is who, you know, because so many of those acts, they listen to each other, and they play a certain type of music, and it's nothing bad. Young people are not expected to come back and try to sing like we do. Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin, my good friend, my buddy, I love her. And as a matter of fact, me and Aretha, we talked maybe 6 weeks before she passed away. We would talk. I did Aretha Franklin's song called Call Me, and I did a remake of that, and that was back when I was like in my 20s. And she called me, and ever since then, we were the best of friends. She had me on a few shows with her where I would come out and sing Call Me, then she would come out and sing it with me. But getting back to what you were talking about, is that all the music basically, to me now, it sounds the same.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
you know.
It's a very uncomfortable
thing.
Give me
that green light. Give me that green light. I mean, it ain't many words anymore. And there's no bridges. Like, we used to go to the bridge. Like, James Brown said, take it to the bridge. Take it to the bridge. Hit me. Da, 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 da. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, ain't no bridges.
You got,
no.
We're looking for that release. You know, LJ, I tell you, when I go into clubs, you know, okay, so just so you get an idea of how old I am, I started with Dick Griffey in 1979, and I played drums on
Dick
all
Griffey?
Their records. With Dick Griffey, I started with Dick Griffey with Solar Records.
Dick is a good man. Dick was a good man. He's gone now.
Yeah, and so I started. He picked me, you know, and Dick was a drummer. So for Dick Griffey to pick me as his drummer for his record label, that was a true blessing. And I didn't even find out this until this year that he was a drummer. So, but before,
Dick Griffey,
but you know,
Ed Solomon.
Yes, we did all Shalimar stuff and the Whispers. We did all the And the Beat Goes On. This is the first song I recorded for him. And so
well,
we did
that. And that stuff, you might be just as good as me, if not better. I'm also
all I know is I want to go to
drums. I've been playing the drums since I was 11 years old.
Oh, man, you beat me by, I think, a year. I think I started at 12.
But I'll have to say you was better than me. Because I didn't play
I don't
the
know
drums
about
that much.
That.
I utilized my bass skills, my bass guitar skills on a lot of the dramatic records. I played a lot of them.
I know, but this is the thing. You said that you were a tap dancer, so you had all that rhythm going for you as well. So you knew how to, like, you know, mix it up very well with rhythm. I know Sammy Davis Jr. did the same thing. He is a tap dancer, and he could play the heck out of a drum set. So
yeah.
I'm wondering, yeah, so, you know, those tap dancers, they got a lot going on there. So,
well,
but listen,
well,
when you
good.
Where do you know where you're going in South Africa when you go?
No, I'm not. I'm concentrating now on going to Sweden and going to England and go because I've got several calls from England. And Mike Gardner, my manager, he manages the Whispers. He manages Shalimar, the Dramatics and me, L.J. Reynolds. I got two careers going right now.
You know, Mike Gardner
managed? Yeah, Mike Gardner. I'm pretty sure you know Mike Gardner if you know the Whispers.
Yeah, that's my buddy. Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I didn't even know that. Okay.
Yeah, I have managed the Dramatics for over 30 years. And,
wow.
And now that I got my new record company, and that's took off for me, you know, Motor City Hits. If you go to MotorCityHits.com, you'll see a lot about the Dramatics, a lot about some of the other entertainers, classic entertainers that we did. But you'll see a lot about L.J. Reynolds.
And
for some reason, I've gotten a second chance, and I got a brand new record out now, which we're probably going to talk about in a minute. We don't have to get there right this second. But I've got a second chance at doing other things. And so I didn't have the time to manage the Dramatics anymore. And me and Mike Gardner had become friends a long time ago. So I called Mike. I said, Mike, because I told him years ago, I said, man, one day I'm going to turn this all over to you. I said, because I can't continue to manage the Dramatics and then manage all the other things, my publishing company and my videos, stuff that I do, other things that I like to do. I enjoy being a manager, you know, because most artists, they don't know what I know about the business. And I know the business. And I know how to be a manager one minute and an entertainer the next. And I also do know that if you're not in control of the money, then the money is out of control.
Wow.
And that's what
right.
a lot of artists
you know, like
don't concentrate on.
Right. You know how your girl Aretha used to do, right?
She used to carry her money on stage.
Exactly. In a purse. Cash
in
money.
In a little purse. So I have done that before. I have had I have had nobody to hand the money to when I was managing the group too. And I just turned this over to Mike Gardner only about almost a year. But I would have around about maybe $10,000, and couldn't get it to my drummer in time because I run out and running to get on stage, and it would be like jammed down in my coat. And I make sure I put a button on it to make sure it stayed there where it needed to stay.
Right.
When that drum roll hit and they say the Dramatics and the L.J. Reynolds, I got to be there.
Right. So did you say you couldn't get it to your drummer?
No, I couldn't. Usually either my nephew will be standing right there and I'll hand him the money. Well, he introduces us. So he's on stage introducing, so I can't hand it to him, or either I hand it to my drummer because he's sitting down. He ain't going nowhere.
Right.
And I have many times.
You just trust us drummers.
Well, he's also my road manager, the drummer.
Oh, yeah, okay. So he's a roadie. So it's his job.
He pays the band and all
money
of that
stays,
stuff.
Right?
You know, he keeps all of
right,
the
right.
fees. He'll do all that stuff. But now I'm just enjoying myself. Listen, you know, we got all those records that I did with the Dramatics for years. And I'm going to tell you something. Every time we do a concert, we leave after the show, we go out front and we sign autographs. We take pictures with the fans. They love it. Oh, I always wanted to meet you. I always wanted to meet you. And I try to be as nice as pie. You know, sometimes people get a little aggressive. They get a little pushy. But you deal with it because it's only the love that they're sharing and the love that they feel for you that I know that that's what I want. I want to feel the love. And the only way you're going to do that is being a great entertainer that's people. The people, without the public,
right.
we're nothing. We're nothing without the people. I love people.
Right.
And just like Russell Thompson and them say, people make the world go round.
Sing it, dude. Now, listen, I just want everyone to know, and I don't know time left, but I have another one of your songs that I fell so in love with. I play it. I have a show that on Saturdays is called The Love Zone, and this is like the theme song for The Love Zone. So I want to play this song by you, and then I'll come back and let you end it up, you know, the conversation, because I don't want to keep you too long, but I'm enjoying the conversation so much. I hope I'm not overdoing it with you.
Well,
you got a moment here.
We want to get to that new single that I got out.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, so what's the name of it?
You and Me Together Forever. You should have that.
Yes. That's it. That's the one I love so much. And so that's the one I'm about to play right now, guys. So check it out. Oh, real quick before I go to the song, I just want you to know that I have a listener right now. She's been waiting for you for the longest time, all the way in Amsterdam. So you're right.
Okay.
They're waiting for you overseas.
I'd love to go. Well, here you got the record. The record just been out now for about maybe 3 weeks. And the song was written, it was inspired by my other half. Her and I got into a situation. And we argue, you know how couples do. And then she talking about, well, you going to make us break up? And I said, listen, ain't no way we're going to break up. It's going to be me and you and I. We're going to be together forever. So I wrote it. And that's what
all right, cool. And we're going to be right back with LJ Reynolds right after this song.
I found somebody that I'm going to be with for the rest of my life. I'm so in love. I know that it's real. By the way that I feel, 'cause when you fall in love, there's a feeling you get way down deep in your heart. I'd like to thank the Lord up above for sending me somebody I truly love. And it's you and me together forever. Let no wall divide us. Let our love guide us. I found somebody that I can depend on. Day that we met, it is a day that I'll never forget. And when I first saw you, I said to myself, I've got to know your name. I wrote this song for someone I love. There is that someone who I'm thinking of. And it's you and me. Together forever. There's nothing separated.
6 minutes long. The new video that's coming out in about 3-4 days, You and Me Together Forever video, it's longer than that version right there. It's about four minutes, 4:30 or something like that. So, you know, the record, the song, it was inspired again by love. And anybody that's in love or ever been in love or it's got somebody that they love and want to be with forever, I think it's just a, you know, God sent record.
It's an amazing song.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. Hey, I just have to commend you for, you know, you're really holding down what great songs are about. I mean, you're like giving us, like not just giving into, you know, copying off of what they're doing now. You're like, no, I'm doing what I know is the right thing to do. And your songs are absolutely amazing. They have this, the arrangements are just great, the lyrical content, the melodies. And these melodies that you're doing are so beautiful because, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I mean, it's so simple. People can remember it, and they can sing along. And that, like, I miss those anthems. And that's what you guys have always done, and you're still doing it, and you're holding it down. And I just have to say thank you for just continuing to be you.
Well, I tell you, the album is going to drop in February. I got some great songs. I did a remake of Marvin Gaye's Mercy, Mercy Me, and I call it Mercy, Mercy Me, Stop the War, Save the World, I Just Can't Stop Dancing. And I've already shot a video for that. And then I did a remake of my hit solo record, Key to the World. I did a remake of Key to the World, and I think I made it better than it ever been before. So look forward to that. You know, I thank you for the kind words. I'm going to keep doing it my way. I'll do it my way.
And thank you for that. We love you and appreciate you. And, you know, we don't know. I don't know if you guys have websites or anything like that for us to try to figure out where you are and when we can go and see you. But, you know, I will. I know that I'm supposed to be getting that information from Greg, I believe. And then I'm going to post
it. Yeah, we're all over the web
on this show.
I've been off. I've been doing spotted dates. I had to shoot videos and stuff like that. So I take time out to spend the money. Ain't no need to be making the money and dying with it. I'm going to go ahead and spend the money and cut these records and do these videos and reach out to the public, and because that's my love. My love is to please people musically and visually, however we can do it. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And you a bad man on them drums. You done told me who you did all them songs that the Whispers did. And Jalamar, those are great drum patterns and stuff that's happening, you know, back in the day. And that's really good drumming. I would hate to be a new drummer today because give me that green light. I mean, even though that's a great record, but ain't no drummer going to have no fun playing that.
Yeah, you know, I miss that camaraderie. You know, that's the problem, I believe. They it's like maybe one guy in the studio controlling the whole thing, you know, and he's doing one part at a time and say, hey, check out this record. But there's no camaraderie between the musicians because we would lean on each other. I would hear him play something, and I'd say, oh, I could do this around that, you know.
That's
and
right.
So, you know, Leon Silvers was the bass player on all that stuff. And he
oh,
would,
Leon
you know, and
did
so
that?
I was. Yeah, well, Leon produced that. And so, when I say that, I'm talking about And the Beat Goes On, but he was also the in-house producer for Dick Griffey, so he did. What's that?
And I was just singing And the Beat Goes On. I was trying to remember that song.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because I remember drum parts, you know, that, you know, I can hear it all. Matter of fact, I should have mentioned, too, that Paul Reiser did the strings on that You and Me Together. If you know who
Paul
Reiser
is. See, that's what
I'm
saying. You got that real stuff going on. That's just amazing, man.
That is a very expensive session.
What's that?
That's a very expensive session. That session cost me a lot of money, just that one record.
Yeah, that is. But it was worth it.
Paul Reiser, who was one of the biggest string arrangers in the business, did all of Marvin Gaye. He did I Believe You Can Fly, and he's just a great musician. Paul is getting up in age, but he came and did the strings on that record for me.
Oh, that's nice, man. Well, thank you so much again for just calling in and sharing your story, and we truly appreciate you, and we will keep your legacy alive here on Solar Records Radio. We love you. We love what you do. Please just keep on and come back and visit us whenever you have time again. Okay? And I am going
to
play one more of your records as we leave. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was going to say something in Spanish to your Spanish
audience. Oh, go ahead.
Si tuviera las llaves del mundo y con la llave de tu corazón. And that's it.
Wow. And what did you say?
If I had the key to the world, I'd give you everything.
Ah, that's beautiful. That sounds like a song.
It is a song. It's one of my songs, If I Had the Key to the World. And I did a remake on my new album, so you'll be hearing that soon. Thank you, man, so much for having me.
Oh, cool.
Me.
So the song that I'm going to play now as you're leaving, it is called You Sure Love to Ball.
Oh, yes. A remake of Marvin Gaye's Again.
Oh, okay, another one. Okay, cool. Yeah, I got it. Is it okay for me to play it?
Man, play that, because the vocals that I did on that, to me, is just, I stretched all the way out on that.
Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, God bless you. And thanks again for calling in to Solar Records Radio. Have a
thanks
blessed
for having me. I appreciate it.
Day.
I enjoyed myself.
Okay, cool. I'm going to play this song right now. LJ Reynolds' solo album. Check it out, guys, on Solar Records Radio. You sure love to ball.
Love to
Man, oh man, how blessed were we today? Oh, I'm telling you, you guys, that was great. We were so lucky to have such a legend come on and share his story with us, and what a gift. What a beautiful gift it is that he's still doing his music, and it sounds, oh my God, it sounds so good. And so that's what I'm talking about. Can we do that? Can we do that again? I mean, can the guys, that even the stuff that we did back at Solar, those writers and producers are still alive. Come on, guys, put that stuff out, because the airwaves, the music is just so, it's not what it used to be. And so it's really causing problems, I think, in terms of record sales as well, because people are not buying records anymore. They're just like buying little singles because they don't trust the albums because they're not as good. You know, we back in the day when you bought an album, you had hit after hit after hit after hit. You had so many great songs on it that I don't even know how the DJs knew what to play. And I know a lot of times they played whatever they wanted to play. And that was just amazing. And I think, hold on, I'm just blown away. LJ, you're still there, aren't you?
I had to listen, man. I mean, that just to see what was happening, the record, how you want to leave until. Yeah, but you're right. You're absolutely right. I mean, these guys that's out there, and these producers and these writers, there's still a spot left for us. So don't be scared. You know, come on back out.
Yes, come on out. And that's why, you know, I have a lot of the old school artists that come on to the show, and I just want to talk about their careers and stuff, and they're still doing it, and they're putting records out, and people don't know it. So this is the whole thing. We need to let people know, because they're not playing it on the radio for whatever strange reason that is.
I'm getting some radio action with this particular record that you just played, You and Me Together Forever. And then I also charted with the Marvin Gaye Come Get to This. It went to number 34, I think it was, or number 24, something like that, on the media-based chart. So there's still room for us out there. I'm going to go ahead and let you complete your show, man. You're a great guy. You're working it real good. Not only are you a good drummer, but you're also a great radio personality, man. And thank you so much. I'm out of here.
Oh, brother, thank you. God bless you. Take care. We'll talk to
you
later. And I'm going to play this song for LJ, because he kept talking about it. It's a song I did for the Whispers, and you guys will get back, and I'll talk to you later on. Let's go here. This is the Whispers, and the beat goes on. Thank you.
That was so good. Oh, LJ, thank you, my brother. Thank you so much for blessing us here at Solar Records Radio. And thank you for loving the Whispers and all those groups that you, I mean, the Dramatics and the Stylistics and, man, the Dells, you know, the Delphonics. I mean, you know, all those amazing groups, Blue Magic and Kool and the Gang, Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, he had these songs were just amazing, but these bands that were just awesome, you know. And I love the Beatles. I know people go, what? Yes, I love the Beatles. And, man, oh, man, there was so many amazing groups back in the day, and the music was just something else. It was something different. It was special. And like he said, like L.J. Reynolds said, their sound was so distinctive. You knew who they were. And nowadays, everybody sounds the same. And that's sad. That means we lost something along the way. You know, we lost it. And that and that's heartbreaking because, you know, we have so much going on in terms of technology. I mean, there's no reason why we should sound the same. We should even sound, you know, more individualized. I mean, we should sound, you know, like everybody. You have so many sounds to pick from, you know. But it seems like people are choosing the same things, the same equipment. Everything is the same, and I don't know. But anyway, it's all good. I'm just grateful for what we did have. So let's just leave it there, right? And thanks to LJ and all the living legends that's still here that can still provide that type of quality music that we really enjoy and that lives forever. All right. So anyway, guys, so here it is. That was a wonderful interview. I really enjoyed him, man. What a blessing he is. And just so humbled. I mean, this guy's, he is just, he's a very serious artist and he's been doing this for a long time. And for him to take out the time to come to Solar Records Radio and to share his legacy with us, it's just a beautiful thing for us. So thank you, LJ. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, my brother. God bless you. And anytime you want, come on home and let's talk about it. All right, guys. So we're going to keep this music on. We got about another 43 minutes left where we're just chilling, man. We're just having a good time. But LJ, he took us up there. He hyped us up. And that's good. That's good. That's good. So let's see. I got my man LaBelle. He's going to slow down. Slow it down a little.
I look at you and wonder why would you even want to stay when all they do is lie to you, make you cry every other day. Whoa. How many times have you said I'll be damned before I take him back? Yeah, but then you take him back again. You must like pain.
Why
you keep putting up with this flame?
Why
you keep letting them play these games?
Oh,
I see a predicament and I ask myself why.
Mistake. Ooh, we're attracted to each other, but you.
feel, baby. All I wanna say is,
that's like Astrid saying she was 0 years old. That is oh my God. Gee. How you doing, my brother Don Flemington House?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good. I am at home. I'm chilling, so I'm able to kind of be a little more active and hanging out with you, so I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, man. It's all good. Hey, listen, so don't forget tomorrow, Don Fleming is going to start the show off, everybody, with Phoenix. Him and
it's
Phoenix.
It's going to be me.
You and Phoenix. Going to be chopping it up. It's talk radio the first hour. I forgot about that part, right?
Oh, I forgot. You know, it's talk radio for the first hour. What am I going to talk about?
Yeah, the topic will be there. I will send it to you tonight. You will have it tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so... you know, and so it's going to be interesting. It's always interesting. We had a great conversation on Tuesday. Oh, that was so good. And so, you know, we have music all day. So I figured we could have a little talk earlier, the earlier part of the show. And then for the rest of the day, y'all could bang it out, you know. And then maybe I can come in on your show and we can chop it up about a couple topics that I think may be very interesting to your listeners as well, if you want to. It just depends.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. You know how we usually do it, you know, a couple of minutes here and there. And so I, come hang out with you. Ah, man, oh, man. Anyway, in the background, I hear a saxophone. You hear that saxophone right there?
I hear it.
That's my friend Doug Coons, who passed away playing the saxophone. Wow. Anyway, oh, man, I wrote that song for Bonnie and Clyde, for the movie Bonnie and Clyde. And and had Doug come in and play saxophone, and then he ended up doing like playing harmony with himself on the sax. So he played the alto sax and the soprano sax, and so you can hear him a little bit there.
Okay.
Oh,
nice.
Man. Yeah. So, but anyway, are you in the system?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, you can do your thing. You want you take this next segment and show us what your indie jazz sound like. Because I really, when you did the show the other day, I think it was a few weeks back, you did the show, and then I went and listened to it because you were like, man, that was fun. I hadn't done that. That was fun. And so I listened to it, and it was good. I don't even know where you pull these songs from. I even go into your stash, like I'm sneaking into your candy stash, and I go and look, and I'm like,
I sneak into yours.
But at least you know what you're looking for. I go into yours, and I'm just lost. I'm like, oh, boy, forget it. I need to write down the artist's names and the songs that I like of yours. So,
well, you know what? I guess, shall I do the honors?
Go ahead. It's up. You're on. I'm going to mute my mic.
Well, hey, guys. Well, no problem. Hey, guys. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. Got about another 27 minutes left of the show. And he wants me to do a block of great indie jazz music. So let me go ahead and start. I want to take you back to 2001 from the Ride album. This is music from Boney James, featuring Dave Holliston. The name of the song is called Something Inside. You guys keep it locked right here. Again, Indie Jazz Wednesday on Solar Records Radio.
Memory.
You're listening to Soul Rickets Radio. Of course, this is Indie Jazz Wednesday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. Wardell gave me the pole position to do this last block, and I had to hook this one up. What you just heard from 1996, music from the late, great Art Porter, featuring Layla Hathaway. Of course, Art Porter was a Little Rock native, of course, went to Berklee College, music, and went on to Northwestern in Chicago. Of course, wanted to jazz. This was a whole, well, first of all, let me say this. This whole block was my ode to saxophonists because I played saxophone growing up. So that is the late, great Art Porter and, Layla Hathaway. And, of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Najee from 1986, Bet You Don't Know, and, of course, started off the block from the album Ride in 2001, music from Boney James featuring Dave Hollister, Something Inside. We got about another 12 minutes left, of course. It's almost time for us to go. But, man, what did you think of that block, man? I had to hook that up for you.
Smooth. That's all I have to say. It was just smooth. And, you know, I appreciate it because I, you know, it just comes from a whole, like, it's like the left side of my brain as opposed to the right side. And it just comes out of nowhere. So thank you for that.
But, yeah, that was, you know, that was a little something considering, you know, I played a little sax. I played a little jazz sax. I'm very remedial, so I'm not Art Porter or Boney James or nothing like that, but I do okay, but I haven't played in about 20 years, so, but it's probably like riding a bike, but I had to hook that up, and of course, rest in peace to Art Porter Jr. Of course, we lost him way back in 96, 96 or 98, if I'm not mistaken. He was in a boating accident out in Thailand, and man, the jazz community. That left a big hole in the jazz community at the time. So again, rest in peace to Art Porter. Of course, grew up right down the street from me. So from where I live now. Worked with artists. I mean, all over the jazz. Worked with James Atume. Worked with, of course, Layla Hathaway, we just heard, worked with Joe Sample. Just all of these great artists and contemporaries, man. And I definitely miss them, man. I love that. That's a great album, too.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Man, and so he was in Thailand?
Yeah, he was in a boating accident in Thailand back in the late 90s. It hit. Matter of fact, he played, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, you might want to Google it, but I want to say he played for Clinton's inauguration in 93.
Okay.
So 93 or in early 96. So, but yeah, rest in peace to Art Porter Jr. Of course, the son of Art Porter Sr. Art Porter Sr. was a jazz pianist also that was pretty, you know, well known, worked with the dad, Ellis Marsalis, and actually Winfred Marsalis and Branford, so all the Marsalis kids and the dad. So just amazing. Just amazing talent. Of course, if I'm not mistaken, Ellis Marsalis had passed away a little while back, too, so rest in peace to him. But I was a big Marsalis family fan, man, for real, growing up, listening to Winton play his... Branford was the saxophone player. I was always kind of, you know, akin to Branford, but I love Winton and his trumpet and, you know, so... It's all good. So I love this part. I love Wednesdays because, you know, it kind of, when you talk about the left side of your brain, it kind of opens up mine too, especially, you know, depending on the type of mood I'm in. It's just so soothing to hear this music on a Wednesday, man. So I appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's exactly why I do it, because I think we need a little break. You know, the week can be rough. And so for, this is more for the ones that just need to chill. But then there's the ones that just love this kind of music all the time anyway. So, you know, I love this indie jazz. And most of the day we've been playing, you know, more indie artist stuff. But, you know, we have played some straight-ahead jazz. Some Wednesdays it just gets real serious. So it just depends on the mood of the DJs at the time and stuff. So today it's just been a little more up-tempo, a little more groovy. But LJ Reynolds, that was his fault, you know, because he came with the grooves, man. You know, from the, you know, so we just followed his lead. And so thank you guys so much for tuning in today. We appreciate you very much here at Solar Records Radio. Thanks to Greg and Astrid for all their work that they do for us. Don Fleming's in the house. And look forward tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don Fleming and Phoenix will start out the show, and then I'll come and hang out with them with Don afterwards. And then Don Fleming comes on again at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come hang out with him as he does his Throwback Thursday show. And then at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Goldie Mac doing the Cosmic Slap Shack.
Yeah. So, Goldie Mac's Cosmic Slap Shack.
Yeah, so come hang out with him. So tomorrow is going to be a full day of Solar DJs doing their thing. So thank you guys so much for being a part. Don, you want to close it out?
Yeah, man. I love just great instrumentals. I love just great jazz music. Again, we've got about another 6 minutes left. It's going to wrap it up for us. But thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you go to Facebook. And if you have a Facebook page, of course, go to Solar Records Radio. Tell a friend to like that page. Or you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpodgerjr.com if you want to go ahead and if you want to donate to the show and get some cool merchandise. Also, we have a Cash App $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. Going to close out, give you a little funky instrumental. I know it's a little out of element, but you can, you know, it's kind of jazzy. This is music from Clear, of course. Shout out to Richard Lee from the group Clear. He's a regular on the show. Hopefully we can get him back on soon. And but until then, until tomorrow, you guys have a safe and prosperous Wednesday. Go ahead, Wardell. What were you going to say?
I just want to say our condolences from Solar Records Radio to Dion, the bass player for Wham, and so many other bands that he played for. He lost his...
Dion Estes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Passed away over the weekend. So I want to make sure, you know, we share our condolences, and we will dedicate this show to the life of Dion. So... bless you, my brother, and thank you for coming to visit me while you're here. He came over to my house at the beach, and we had a wonderful time, him and Gregory Williams from Switch. Gregory is the one that introduced me to him, and him and Gregory are like brothers. They're very close, very close. So anyway, thank you all for just, you know, loving on him and his family. And so, Don, go ahead on and do your thing, and we're up and out of this joint. See you tomorrow. If Don is available, I see something happened with his mic. I hope he's okay.
I'm here, brother.
Okay.
I'm here.
Right. Okay, so you got it.
Let's try this again. All right, man. Again, rest in peace to Dion Estes, and you guys have a safe and prosperous Wednesday. Closing it out, a little Clear. This is called Tonight. Until then, see you guys tomorrow on Throwback Thursday, 3 p.m. And, of course, my show, Throwback Thursday Night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great one, guys. Bye.